You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cook Islands and Winston Peters dominated news headlines over the weekend, with media reporting that Aotearoa's relationship with the Cook Islands was significantly worsening. The reason for this is an agreement that the Cook Islands is planning to sign with China. Winston Peters says that the Cook Islands didn't consult with Aotearoa about what was in the agreement, which the country is bound to doing under the 2001 Joint Centenary Declaration. However, the 2001 agreement is complex and has certain clauses that means these rules don't always apply. I spoke to geopolitical analyst at the University of Otago, Geoffrey Miller, about the complex relationship between us and the Cook Islands as he broke down the topic and whether anyone has really breached any agreements in this situation. News headlines over the weekend have been dominated with phrases like Aotearoa's relationship with the Cook Islands is significantly worsening. The headlines relate to the Cook Islands signing agreements with China without notifying New Zealand first. Could you explain to the listeners, how did we get into this situation in the first place?
The Cook Islands is a self-governing state in free association with New Zealand, and that's a status that they've held for 60 years this year. It was since 1965. So Cook Islanders hold New Zealand passports. At the same time, over recent decades, New Zealand has gradually been pushing the Cook Islands in the direction of independence. And in 2001, New Zealand signed a joint declaration with the Cook Islands that said that the Cook Islands interacted with the international community as a, quote, sovereign and independent state. At the same time, the agreement also said that the Cook Islands should consult with New Zealand on foreign affairs matters, but it still had the right to sign treaties and other agreements with other foreign governments in its own right. So the Cook Islands has been quite an ambiguous situation. They're both independent and sovereign, but also not completely in New Zealand's view. And most of the time, if the Cook Islands is doing what New Zealand kind of likes, it doesn't present a problem. For example, in 2023, the United States recognised the Cook Islands as a sovereign and independent state, and New Zealand didn't really have any issues with that because New Zealand at the moment also wants to improve its relations with the United States. But now the Cook Islands Prime Minister, Mark Brown, is heading to China to sign a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement with China, and New Zealand really hasn't been involved to a large degree. That's not to say that there hasn't been any consultation. In fact, there has been. The Secretary of Foreign Affairs, B. Corrie, went up to the Cook Islands a couple of weeks ago to talk about what the Cook Islands were doing. And Mark Brown has been quite open about this agreement and saying that it's not defence and security related. It will be about fisheries, deep sea mining, an inter-island ferry service, development, in other words, and economic issues. But this has not been to New Zealand's liking because, in particular, the Foreign Minister, Winston Peters, is not too keen on Pacific states getting too close to China. He wants them instead to be closer to states like New Zealand, the United States, so forth. So it doesn't really fit the narrative.
Are the Cook Islands actually required to run these sort of decisions past Aotearoa?
No, I don't believe so. Because this agreement back in 2001 that was signed is ambiguous, it does require consultation on foreign affairs issues. They've done that, but there is no right of veto for New Zealand, and that's probably New Zealand's mistake here. Back in 2001, New Zealand signed an agreement that was clearly contradictory. You can't be sovereign and independent if you have to consult, and if New Zealand has a right of veto on agreements that the Cook Islands signs, it just doesn't compute. So successive New Zealand governments have probably failed here. And back in 2001, of course, the situation was very different. China really wasn't the player in the Pacific that it is now, and the likes of the Cook Islands didn't have these other options. Well, now they do, and they're going out there, and Mark Brown is heading up to Beijing. He's going to sign an agreement which is going to be economics focused, and I don't see why New Zealand should have actually that many problems with this, because New Zealand also has a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement with China. New Zealand also has quite good friendly relations with China. This will only put the Cook Islands on the same page. So I think there is real opportunity to salvage the situation. You know, Winston Peters no doubt doesn't like the situation. He feels he's been outsmarted and outfoxed by Mark Brown, and he hasn't been fully kept informed, and he hasn't had the right to see this agreement, and he, you know, hasn't been able to fully see what Mark Brown's up to. But I don't actually think he's got a leg to stand on when it comes to this 2001 joint declaration that really forms the basis of the Cook Islands' constitutional arrangements with New Zealand.
So really the Cook Islands are completely within their rights. They're not doing anything they're not supposed to be doing. Is it what's in the Comprehensive Strategic Partnership that is of concern to Aotearoa, or is it more so the Cook Islands just having this partnership with China that is concerning Winston Peters?
Well, look, let's be honest here. What's really the issue is that this agreement is with China. And if the Cook Islands were going off to the United States to sign a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement, Winston Peters wouldn't have an issue with it. The issue is with the country that the Cook Islands are signing this agreement with. And the issue is that Winston Peters doesn't feel like he's been kept fully informed. And yet there has been this consultation. Winston Peters went to the Cook Islands last year. Mike Brown, his representatives came to New Zealand, and his foreign minister did. And as I say, the Secretary for Foreign Affairs, Bede Corey, who's the chief executive of New Zealand's foreign ministry, went to the Cook Islands a couple of weeks ago. So there has been this back and forth. And the other thing is that this agreement, according to Mike Brown, does not involve defence or security. And that's significant because the Cook Islands did give a special undertaking last year that defence and security-related agreements would be discussed with New Zealand. And that's in the context of way back in 2022, the Solomon Islands signed a security deal with China, and that really kicked off a lot of anxiety about this competition in the Pacific between China and the likes of New Zealand, the United States, and so on. Mike Brown has been clear that this is not defence and security related. It is all about development.
So what does this say in a broader sense about the relationship between Aotearoa and the Cook Islands, and where do we expect this to go in the near future?
Look, it's a diplomatic debacle now. This is all broken out into the media. Normally you don't see this kind of thing happening. Disputes are dealt with behind closed doors. They don't break out into the media with statements. It's like a war of words at the moment between Mark Brown and Winston Peters, and the statements that have come out over the weekend are very, very strong. If you look at the quotations from Winston Peters' spokesperson, this lack of consultation is a matter of significant concern to the New Zealand government. We view the Cook Islands as having failed to properly consult New Zealand. This is very strong language. They also said that the New Zealand and the Cook Islands don't see eye to eye at the moment. It's quite incredible when you think about it. These countries, the Cook Islands and New Zealand, we all have the same passport. The Cook Islands govern in free association with New Zealand. This should be a country that New Zealand has its best relations with, and yet they have deteriorated to this point where relations between Mark Brown and Winston Peters appear to have hit rock bottom. They did talk on the phone on Friday, but there seems to have been no meeting of minds during that phone call, and then Mike Brown has headed off to Beijing. So Winston Peters seems to be very, very angry with Mark Brown. I don't know where you go to from here. As I say, I think there are some real positives. I think we actually, if you take a step back, this simply puts the Cook Islands, this agreement would put the Cook Islands on the same page as New Zealand. Both New Zealand and the Cook Islands would have a comprehensive strategic partnership agreement with China. I think that's something you could absolutely work with. New Zealand wants to have good, solid relations with China as well. Winston Peters is meant to be making his first trip as foreign minister to China this year. I think we could all get together in the room and actually do a lot of good here, because in the end, what Pacific states want, including the Cook Islands, is they want development, and they want to develop their economies. And in this agreement, some of the things that Mark Brown has cited, like deep-sea mining and inter-island ferry service, they're consistent with that. So Winston Peters, in the end, he has to compete. The Cook Islands have options now, and all Pacific states have options because China's interest in the Pacific, and it's not just China, there are plenty of others looking at the Pacific now. So what I would always say is that if New Zealand wants the Cook Islands on its side, it's got to come through money in the end. And if you want the Cook Islands, then put up a better deal. And I think, though, the smarter option, rather than just engaging in a naked bidding war with China, is to work together with China, with the Cook Islands, in a trilateral arrangement. The regret needs to come that New Zealand perhaps gave away too much in 2001. If it didn't want the Cook Islands to do this kind of thing, perhaps they shouldn't have given that status of sovereign and independent state away in that agreement.
That was geopolitical analyst at the University of Otago, Geoffrey Miller, on the current relationship between Aotearoa and the Cook Islands.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.